Penguin Random House Audio presents The Titanic Secret, an Isaac Bell Adventure by Clive Cussler and Jack DeBrule. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue, New York City, April. The sky over Manhattan was the color of old pewter. The clouds were so low that the tops of some of the tallest buildings vanished into the mist. The air had a biting edge, while the Hudson Hawk, the famed wind that blew along its namesake river, was in full flight. The spring-like weather from a week earlier was but a memory to the city dwellers. An armored Chevy Suburban with government plates eased up to the mid-block curb in a downtown neighborhood. A late-20s man in a trench coat holding a furled black umbrella and obviously waiting for the vehicle pushed himself from the flower box he'd been leaning against and approached the big SUV as its passenger's side window whispered down. The driver, a 30-year veteran in providing security for government officials, said nothing. "Greetings," the pedestrian stammered. He peered into the back seat, and his mouth flattened into a line when he saw it was unoccupied. "I'm Thomas Gwynn. I'm supposed to meet with the NUMA director, the National Underwater and Marine Agency, Dirk Pitt." Back at the beginning of his career, the driver, Vin Blankenship, would have asked to see ID. But he'd checked the website of the law firm where Gwynn worked and recognized the younger man from his online bio. "Mr. Pitt texted me to say his meeting at the UN is running a little long. He asked that I pick you up before I get him, and then we head over to Queens." "Oh, sure. That's no problem." Gwynn let himself into the back of the big truck. He loosened the belt on his coat. "Nice and warm in here." Despite the extra weight of its arm,